This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Bila Kami Bersatu, or When We Are One, is a documentary about a women-led hospital cleaners union fighting for their right to fair pay. Set to be screened at this year's Freedom Film Fest, which is happening this weekend, I find out more about the film from co-director Ming-Si Chua. Welcome, Ming-Si. How are you today?
Hi. I'm a bit tired, but I'm okay.
I hear you're editing your film. You're still editing this film as we speak.
Yes. Okay. But we're almost to the end of it.
So I understand that you are also a writer, you're an editor, translator, researcher, but what is it that got you into filmmaking in particular?
So actually it was this project that got me into filmmaking. This is the first film I've ever worked on. Mm-hmm. And it's been quite an experience from start to finish. So I kind of came into it in more of a producer role starting off, but I think as time went on, and the project kind of became more involved. I started co-directing. I did the sound on location. So I know how to use a sound mixer now and the boom mic and everything.
Wow. And you learned everything on the job as such?
Pretty much, Wow. Yeah. It's definitely been a pretty steep learning curve. And I ended up, doing a bit of editing on it as well. So It's a full package experience of learning how to make a film, I think.
Let's talk about the film itself. So as I mentioned, it's a women-led hospital cleaners union. And I've never heard of something like that happening. I mean, is that what sort of drew you to the story in particular?
Yeah, so this story kind of started out initially as an article that I was planning to write. So I work at an organization called New Narrative. Mm-hmm. I'm the operations coordinator officially, but everyone at the organization is kind of encouraged to follow up on stories and ideas that they may have on the editorial side. So this was a story that was initially brought up by one of our editors who was working there at the time. And he basically kind of brought it up in a group conversation, and he said, "Oh, well, does anyone want to, maybe look into this? It seems like quite an interesting story." And he actually brought up a little blurb that was published in The Star on the story itself. And he was like, I don't see why there's not more media on this, media coverage on this, because it seems like a huge story." And at the time, I just started out at New Narrative, and I was kind of really, looking forward to getting my hands on a story and doing more of the editorial work as well. And this particular story initially interested me because I've always been very, interested in labor rights as an issue, and obviously, unions, et cetera. Yes. So I was like, okay, let me just, check it out. I'll go, talk to some of the sources and see, what's the angle on this? Is this something that we can kind of flesh out into an article? And then eventually, when I actually met the women in the union, I realized this was a much bigger story than what I initially anticipated. Mm-hmm. And then I was offered the opportunity to apply for a grant for Freedom Film Festival.
Sure.
And didn't win it at first, but the films that did win it are really good. You guys should also check them out. But ended up still working on the film because I think that with the story, there was just so much within it that we, I kind of saw that we kind of had to take a multimedia approach with it. So I'm actually also still writing the article. Mm-hmm. And that will kind of look at more of the kind of historical and maybe, let's say, the more technical side of the issue, whereas mm-hmm. the documentary really, really is very character focused and really looks at, three women who are in this union from different towns in Malaysia and mm-hmm. how being a part of this union is integral to their lives and has impacted their lives.
Okay, so let's talk about these three women in particular. So essentially, they're fighting for fair pay, which I think is a minimum, they're just seeking a minimum of 1,500 ringgit per month. Am
yes.
I correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, tell me a little bit about their stories. What was it? What are their struggles? And, how did they actually get together and unionize? And
So all of that's going to be covered in the film.
Okay. All right. Just no, give us a little bit of a
teaser.
Teaser, yeah.
Okay. So I think an interesting thing that we kind of realize about the three main characters, which we didn't realize when we kind of first met them, but we eventually kind of got to know as we were filming them, is that they're all single mothers. Mm. Two of them are widowed and one of them is divorced. And that's kind of like a running theme, I feel, in terms of like when you look at women in this industry and people in this industry, a lot of them come from situations where this isn't necessarily their first choice in terms of employment.
Sure.
And I think that comes through in the film. And I think that's kind of part of this issue of, you know, kind of fair pay, because these people are doing jobs that are considered pretty unsavory for most, let's say, the quote unquote average Malaysian or the average person, whatever that means. But yeah, these jobs are kind of considered unsavory, but they're really essential because if we don't have cleaners in hospitals, there's just no way that, you know, the entire hospital system can function because, and actually, I'm not sure if we, I don't think we kept this in the film, unfortunately, but, you know, one of the women we interviewed actually says this line where she basically says, you know, the cleaners are the first people to go into every room you see in the hospital. You know, they're the first ones in the operating rooms, they're the first ones in the wards because they've got to make sure everything is sterile and clean before doctors can go in, before patients can go in. So, it's kind of crazy to see that these people who are really essential to the day-to-day functioning of not just hospitals, but, you know, arguably our entire country and society are not getting enough pay so that, you know, a single mother who's taking care of, you know, two or three kids is able to live a decent life without having to take a second job. Two of the women that we interviewed have to take second jobs in order to support their families. It's a really, really unfortunate and unfair situation.
These women in particular, were they from one hospital or were they from different hospitals coming together?
They're from three different hospitals in three different towns. So one is from Batu Gajah, one is from Tanjung Rambutan. So these three women are actually three kind of representatives from these three hospitals in their towns. But the union itself was actually founded in the 90s originally, but it became inactive for 20 years and was only very recently revived. And these three women kind of are part of a larger collective. I should make that clear. They're part of a larger collective of, I think at this moment, there's about 33 hospitals are involved in this union. And it's actually supposed to be a national union. So any worker at any government hospital in Malaysia is kind of eligible to be part of this union.
Okay. And I imagine they must be very brave because, like you said, you know, this is not a job that they would particularly want to do, but they definitely need it to survive and to actually to take on, go into a union and, you know, fight their employers. That's actually quite a brave thing to do.
Yeah, it definitely is very brave. And also, I think it's something that, you know, part of why I think this film is really important is because fighting for your rights as a worker is something that basically every adult human on the planet
should do
and like has the right to do. Because we're all kind of in the system of work. And whether you're a cleaner or whether you're not, you know, you're an operations coordinator, et cetera, you're all, you know, we all deserve the right to have, you know, a fair wage, a living wage. We deserve the right to have, I mean, people joke about this idea of like work-life balance, but we deserve to have that because especially if you look at it from a gendered perspective, as a woman, a lot of times, you know, you're kind of having to take care of kids or maybe family, and like you deserve to have the ability to do that without having to work two or three jobs so that you can have a chance to actually be with your children, you know, and actually support them as well. So, I mean, I think that they are brave, but they're also doing something that we should all be doing in a sense. I mean, I know that people have certain ideas about unions.
Yes, exactly. Very, very demonized.
Yes. But I think that the larger picture that we're trying to say is that unions are just one part of this larger strategy of, you know, ensuring workers' rights and finding a way to, I mean, I think that this idea as well, fighting management is part of this kind of union, you know, idea of like, oh, you strike and you go on the streets and you like protest and hold signs. But I mean, as hopefully you'll see in the film, a lot of union work is basically just talking. You kind of sit down in a room for like hours and you discuss things with the management. And it sounds like kind of dull, but actually that's where a lot of these conversations get hashed out. And that's actually, you know, something that all of us can do, you know, in terms of having more conversations with our management, with our employers, you know, really advocating for our rights. And unionizing is one part of that. It's historically been shown to be a very effective form of getting your rights, direct action, if you will. But yeah, I think that's the takeaway from this film. In, you know, it's not just about them being brave, but it's about them doing really something that everyone should be doing, or everyone that has the ability to do. We all have, you know, these are our rights, like workers' rights are human rights. So, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, when you were making this film, I mean, was there any interesting or unexpected takeaways that, that you know, you were surprised by?
Yeah. So I think the kind of feminist angle really was something that came up more and more as we were doing the film. And something that I definitely didn't, that wasn't the angle that I was like looking at when I came in, when I started doing it, but it eventually became, you know, something that was equal to the workers' rights aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Because I think that there's something about the fact that these women are, you know, service workers, they're care workers, they're in an industry that isn't just kind of discriminated against necessarily. It's discriminated against in the sense that it's considered like quite, you know, dirty and unsavory work in that sense. But it's also work that's considered low skill, which historically care work really is, you know, considered, which it's not. Yeah. It's very, very difficult to like, you know, sterilize a hospital room and like take care of patients who are covered in all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that was
dangerous. Sometimes dangerous substances.
Yes, and we do bring that up in the film as well. So I think that was the thing that really kind of struck me was, you know, that these were women fighting for their rights, and I think that with, you know, kind of feminist activism, there's a lack of let's say like intersectionality in the way that we look at feminist activism sometimes, I think, in that, you know, we kind of just say like, oh, women's rights are just like, you know, women's rights. But actually, you know, being a woman, there's so many different ways and so many different things that intersects with. Like the experience of a working class woman is really different from the experience of like a middle class woman. So how does, you know, labor rights and the experience of working intersect with being a woman? You know, how does race come in? How does religion come in? And on a personal level, doing this film has really, really, I think, it's really touched me because I didn't, you know, I spent a lot of my years overseas. I don't know if my accent
betrays that a little
bit. Betrays that, yes. I spent a lot of my childhood overseas. I moved back to Malaysia in 2018, so fairly recently at time of recording. And I think that doing this film has really allowed me to reconnect with, I don't know, something like an experience here that I felt that I had lost. It's, for example, forced me to speak in more Bahasa than I ever have, and text in Bahasa as well for the first time. And it's really exposed me to like different parts of, you know, Malaysia that I genuinely don't think I would have ever seen if I hadn't been doing this film. You know, like even going to these towns that are not even that small, but like smaller towns. Like my experience has always been very confined to like Penang and KL, basically the urban centers of, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
even the fact that it's like, you know, I've been able to travel to these places and like go and meet these women and like be welcomed into their homes and like talk to them and meet their families has been you know, an amazing, amazing honor. I really feel like truly honored to have been part of this project.
Okay, wonderful. I'm afraid we're running out of time, but so the documentary is going to be screened this weekend. It's happening at the PJ Live Arts and the school at Jaya One. And I think this year's Freedom Film Fest, the theme is Hargenai Gaji Maintain. Am I correct?
Yes,
that's right. Okay, and When We Are One will be screened on the 21st of September from 4 p.m.
Yes,
and the film is in Bahasa Malaysia with English subtitles.
Yes.
All right, okay. So entry to all events is strictly via a pass. And for more information, you can head to freedomfilm.my or head to their Facebook page at facebook.com/freedomfilmfest. So any last message you'd like to leave us with, Mingxi? You know, why should everyone come see this film?
I think that everyone should come see this film because even if it seems like a really remote topic to you, it does apply to you. Mm-hmm. Most adults, if not the majority, if not all of adults in this modern world, are working people. So workers' rights applies to you. 50% of us are women. Women's rights applies to you. But I think, statistics aside, this is a film that really looks at a class of people that are not appreciated and not understood in this country. And I don't just mean cleaners, but really service workers, care workers, people who do such essential work to keep, you know, our society functioning, but really are not being taken care of. You know, 1,100 ringgit is really not a lot of money,
no,
especially if you're taking care of kids, if you're a single income household. And you kind of see the pressure that that puts, and you kind of see the real injustice of that when you watch this film. You know, I think that numbers tend to, you know, they can be abstract for people, but this is really a portrayal of the reality of the situation, which is that it's really, really hard to make ends meet on our government minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And these workers are fighting for the wage to be raised in their own particular context. But it, I think it also sparks a greater issue of, is this minimum wage mm-hmm. fair at all for all workers, not just, you know, for these cleaners, but for anyone who's in a minimum wage job? So please come and see the film. I really think it's amazing. I have some bias, but
just a little bit, yeah. But no, it's something that, you know, like you said, that we take for granted. But for example, I spent just, you know, a lot of time in the hospital recently, and I was always marveling at the kind of work and dedication that the cleaners put into to making us comfortable as patients. Sure, we're paying for it, but the kind of level of efficiency and care that's put into their job to make sure that we are comfortable, and that's something that a lot of people take for granted, I think.
Yes. I just want to add one thing. These are, you know, workers at government hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So this is public healthcare. It's right. not private healthcare. But as workers, they're actually privately contracted, which is a whole other can of worms and an issue that we can really go into for another hour. But yeah, think about that when in terms of like, you know, your public health care that you can get for free. A lot of these workers, like, they don't even, you know, they
can't even make ends meet. They
yeah,
don't even get
exactly.
All right. Okay. So do catch the film. Like as I mentioned, it's happening this Saturday, the 21st of September from 4 p.m. And if you'd like more information, again, that website is freedomfilm.my. I've been speaking to Mingxi Chua. She's a film director of When We Are One, which is part of this year's Freedom Film Fest. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.